Let's go to the Lord in prayer. So, Lord, we come to you at the end of our service, but the beginning of our day. And we just thank you for your precious Holy Spirit that's here today. I thank you, Lord, for being the God in our lives that knows everything and understands everything when we're right in the middle of it and we're worried to death. Lord, I just pray that you would help us use some of the words that were said today to bind together as one, in a body of Christ, that your love is at the top of it and it just flows over us in everything that we do and we say. I say it a lot, Lord, to you, but I mean it when I say help us to put you first in everything that we do and we say. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of coming into your house today where we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid to sing out loud, to read from your word. I ask that you would touch each person here today. Some of them didn't have requests, but they do in their hearts. And you know those things. You know those things, Lord, that we have deep buried down that we can't deal with. You know all about it, and I know that you cover us with your grace, and your grace is enough. Help us to understand that and to stand on that. I ask that you would be with each person that spoke up and had a request today. Sickness, Lord, our world, politics, this earthly place that we stay. Help us remember, Lord, this is not our home. Help us to keep our eyes on you and to make decisions that are eternal decisions. I ask, Lord, you would continue to keep your hand on this youth. Raise them up, Lord, to be mighty warriors for you. Let them hide your word in their heart. Let them know that they are not only loved by you, but they are loved by their church. We thank you today just because you are in our lives and we serve the risen Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.